Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University and is a licensed chiropractor with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Welcome, my friends, to another show. We brought a guest on last week. I thought that was very successful. I loved it on every level. I'm going to be doing this more often. But what I'm after is I will bring people on the show if they pass my inspection. Because one of my platforms here is to get really good service to you. And I just don't mean good intention, I mean good technique. Very important. I, across four educations and still getting educated in formal schooling, have suffered. I have suffered through chiropractic educations, acupuncture educations, nutrition educations, and now the more formal ones, not just from college, but on the grad level, because education doesn't really give you reality. And we suffer from that out in the field clinically all the time. So we say it's a matter of experience. And yet, in this hodgepodge of help we call holistic medicine, all too often, and I'm going to bring a couple of guests on the show to tell their story of what's not about evil chiropractors and evil nutritionists. Everybody, almost everybody's well-intentioned. But when you really look at how we mix it all up in an integrated fashion, you see the problem we're facing in holistic medicine and what we've got to evolve to over the upcoming years, you see, because we're being competed with by very, very powerful possibilities. Genetic engineering and all that it offers, cloning, parts replacement. We project that eventually, my teachers project soon, sooner than later, in our lifetimes, will take out bits of the organ and grow your own organ outside your body and then implant it back in. And I'm sure we're going to see these things happen. And who can argue with that when a loved one is on the verge of death, when they're facing emergency medical crisis? It's not the herbs that'll do it in that moment. So there's a lot of good potentially that can come out of these things. But that's what we compete with, in a sense. We compete with it. And we have to get our own integrated system working. And that's kind of the purpose of this show, to see if you can learn to integrate. So I'm going to tell you a little story, and we'll see how well you do, because that's the concept here. This is show number 20. I hope you're going to the website. I hope you're listening to the shows time and time again. This is a different forum. It's not what herb you take for the symptom forum. And although that works often enough, it's deeper than that. It's deeper than that for a lot of you. So here's what I did. I went out last night with a friend, and it was my friend's birthday. And he wanted to go to a particular place, an Italian restaurant. Of course, I didn't. I don't like the carbs, as you well know, but I went. And then I went, and I had a little bit of red wine, and then I went to pots on it. I said, what the heck? It's been a while. It's the end of the summer. It's Labor Day weekend. I'm just starting school again. I fasted the last month for the most part, so what the heck, it's my friend's birthday. And I went to town. And this morning I woke up, and I could feel, and this is what the show is about, brain function. The show is about brain function. I could feel a cloudiness in my brain from all that garbage from the night before. Now, I could feel that cloudiness. I could feel it. Can you feel it? You see, so number one, are your sensors turned on? If you're going to have brain function, and if your memory is going to be sharp, and mine better be this week Because I'm back there in class with those 18-year-olds memorizing chemical formulas, just like I thought I'd never have to do again. That's right. Still back there with students in their 20s. I'm 50. They're 20, 25. My brain's got to be sharp. Your brain's got to be sharp. You want that second childhood. So do I. I've got plans. I'm not letting my age stop me, and neither are you. We're the new generation. We're the baby boomers. Your grandparents, mine, when they hit 50, they were ready to just retire, sit in a chair. You can't retire anymore. Many of us have to work till we're 70. And what's this about retirement anyway? Really, is it about retirement or fulfilling your vision? Is it about finding your contribution? And you haven't found it yet. Many of you haven't. Many of you sit at night and wonder why you're here and what your purpose is. Well, I'll tell you something. The healing arts, for me, have been a journey to find my purpose. You see, our purpose, our service, isn't necessarily given to us when we're little kids. For many of us, it doesn't work that way. For many of us, our talents have to mature. God has to open his hands from the sky and lead the way. Your spiritual journey is what evolves to your contribution. Well, my contribution is I'll take this PhD in chemistry, my fourth hard education. And I've got to have a sharp brain. And last night I went out and dulled my senses. So I woke up this morning. One, I could feel the dehydration. A little bit of alcohol dehydrates. If you drink coffee, it dehydrates. You must hydrate. There's a meter inside yourself. And if you hydrate correctly with the waters or the sparkling waters or the juices, a trigger will go off when you eat poorly and you're dehydrated. So this is my little set of tricks now. I want to bring you in to the physical reality of putting it together. And I felt my brain lose its edge. And that means, and you guessed it. I know you guessed it. I hope you guessed it. Coffee enema. So I got up and I did the coffee enema. And I know just how much coffee to use. I know how much I use because I experiment with the concentrations. When you don't use enough, you don't get the release you want. When you use too much, your intestines cramp and you don't release at all. Again, it's a sensibility based on a relationship with a technique. It's a sensibility based on a relationship with a technique. The coffee enema is a gift. I'm not going to go into the details because the details are in the literature. But the perception of how to dance with it, to contour it to you, that's what's variable and that's what I teach. So I did this enema and I made the coffee extra strong. And I went in, and I released, and I stretched, and I bent my sacrum underneath. In other words, I pulled the lower abdomen in, lifted up my rib cage, pushed out, okay, my lower back. So the slope of the lower back went in the opposite direction, and I lifted, and I could feel my intestines lift. Can you understand what I'm talking about? Can you understand that when you do an enema and you sit there statically and not moving, you may not get the bonus? And what's the bonus? The release. The release is that yellow-green fluid that you hear me talk about all the time. When you do an enema, a coffee enema, can you stretch out the tensions in the sacrum, the backbone? Can you pull in your lower abdominal muscle and push out the lumbar spine between the sacrum up to the first lumbar vertebra, say 5 inches up, that area between the belly button and the pubic bone? Can you push it out by pulling the abs in? Can you lift the rib cage simultaneously? Can you move the intestines around? Do you massage your intestines after that coffee water's in there? Yeah, you're going to be concerned about how much coffee to put in, what to put in the coffee. Is the coffee organic enough? This, that, the other thing. Guys, that's the easy stuff. Follow the directions. The story of the coffee enema is what I did this morning. I mastered the enema years ago. And so when I dumped, my brain got sharp. I could feel the chemicals coming out of my brain. Because when you eat bad, that's where those chemicals go. And that dulls your intelligence, your memory, your depth perception, your consciousness, your connection with God. And when you feel that come out, if you understand what I'm saying, and if you don't, this is what you do. You practice until you get the bile out of your body. And my neck loosened up immediately. And I started to feel those endorphins, those God chemicals, fill my brain. And my brain got warm. That's a trick. You have to have that trick in your toolbox. And then there was breakfast. And breakfast was three raw eggs. It was three raw eggs, fertile eggs. Eggs from a farm. What farm? There's lots of farms that produce eggs. Fertile eggs, meaning the rooster and the hen had sex. And they made an egg. And that egg is stronger than the unfertilized egg. And that egg is darker in color. That yolk is orange. It's orange red. And that egg combined with two other eggs. And then the coconut cream. Oh, how do I open a coconut? Go on YouTube and Google up how to open a Thai coconut. They're easy. They take a minute. And I scooped out that meat and I poured in that liquid. And I blend it up, and now I have the coconut cream. I have the three eggs at room temperature. And the eggs are seasoned. I season it with a little bit of Tabasco and a little bit of soy sauce, unpasteurized soy sauce. And those eggs go down fast, and they disappear fast. Within 15 minutes, the egg is gone, and I feel it in my brain. The lecithin in the egg, the cholesterol in the egg, the B12 in the egg, the complete protein in the egg, the fat in the egg, fat for my brain. I feel it all. And then the coconut cream, the essential fatty acids from the coconut, that fantastic gift we call the coconut. Cultures have existed solely on the coconut. The coconut is a gift from God. It's brain food. And it goes into my brain after those toxic chemicals come out of my brain. And then I lie on the massage table. And my assistant comes and she pulls my neck. She pulls my neck. She wraps something around my neck. And we'll talk about cervical distraction later. In other words, what we all need to do to enhance brain flow. And she pulls the neck with a specific technique we'll talk about. And she pulls the neck and my upper cervical spine, the C1 vertebra, the first vertebra that your skull sits on, and the second vertebra below it as you pull my neck. And I've got 17 and a half, 18-inch neck. I have a neck like a pit bull. I have a big, thick neck. My grandmother had a 16-inch neck. I'm from southern Italy. Those people there, they're wide. I think they might be part Neanderthal, and I don't mean that in an insulting way. These people have bone structure unlike anything I've ever seen. Calabria, where the beaches and the sand is pink. These people are strong. And I trained my neck, as big as it is, so that when somebody pulls it, it cracks. Doesn't crack like the chiropractic crack when they twist your neck, which can be very dangerous if it's not done correctly. But a safer one is to have somebody learn to cervically distract, gently pull the neck, and if you're good at it, you'll hear those same cracks. And the minute I get those cracks, I take a breath, and there's more blood and oxygen in my brain. And that crack is deeper because I finessed that coffee enema. And those nutrients from the coconut cream sourced correctly. And the eggs sourced and prepared correctly. Fill my brain.